The following talk was recorded at Libra Planet 2023, Charting the Course, an annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. Libra Planet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libraplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. Libra Planet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their uses of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take a position on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedom of all computer users, Libra Planet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join. or by making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss. For more information on Libra Planet, please visit libraplanet.org/conference.
Well,
now, Flavio, the stage is yours.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much, and excuse me for the troubles. I am Flavio Gomes da Silva, Lisboa, or FGSL. I am PhD in Studies of Technology, and I am a Brazilian PHP community member. One moment. And now I can't advance with the slides.
You just may need to take presenter status. There's like a button for it in the corner, I believe.
The corner. I forgot to take the presenter. this is me. Who I am. I'm the author of PHP Web Development with Lamnas. Lamnas is a framework to PHP development. Lamnas is a project hosted by the Linux Foundation. And I will do a book raffle. Then I ask you, then if you want, of course, send an email with the subject Lamnas book to flavio.lisboa@fgsl.eti.br with this code L4M1N45 until the end of this talk, and you can gain over in a book. I also like it very, very much of science fiction and dystopia. I wrote a book about a world where everyone agrees on everything, and I as if this is can be a dream or a nightmare. The book is this the one, the solitude and the harmony. And you can find it in Amazon. Well, let's go to the subject presentation. Finally, I can have a preamble, because this is the result of a wide survey to use and production of free software in Brazilian government. This research is an unfolding my master dissertation. Master dissertation is production of free software by a state-owned information technology enterprise. A study case on the perspective of social technology. The hyperlink is above, is below. Social technology is a expression for technology for social inclusion. Well, I was studying the production of free software by a particular enterprise. And along my studies, I had to educate several projects. In fact, I have discovered more than 800 systems produced by this enterprise. And this enterprise stated that these 800 systems were free software, where I had to check one by one. Then I create a simple check table for this, and I name it Sivov Stallman. In fact, I invented this name because I remember of Sivov Eratosthenes, and the name seemed very cool. Well, then I had to answer the question, source code is available. This was essential. If there was no, the project was immediately discarded. Then if source code was available, I can ask next, does the license restrict the use, run or change of the software? And the possibility for free software is only one. Well, after answering these questions for the 800 projects, I had only 5. Then enterprise really didn't knew which what was free software, it didn't understand the concept of free software. Well, I had to get a focus on a particular project, the five that I have found, and one of them was Sagui. Sagui is an IT automation software. And Sagui was created 8 years before Ansible. Ansible and Sagui have the same goals. And Sagui was created the Brazilian state-owned IT enterprise owned by the federal Brazilian government. Well, unfortunately, Sagui did not prosper. And I will try to explain the reason. Why did not Sagui prosper? I had to understand the reason because, in fact, trying to make an analogy, Sagui and Ansible can be compared to the Russian turtle tail. Well, Sagui was the rabbit, and Ansible was the turtle. And you know the end of the tale. But how Sagui turned into the turtle and turned into the rabbit. In fact, we can consider that software is inside the of open source software. And you can have projects maintained by only one person and projects maintained by communities. When you have a free software maintained by communities, these projects match with solidarity economy principles. But Sagui was outside of this section. Sagui, although was created inside an enterprise, in fact, it was developed by only one person, while Ansible is maintained by a community. Then it was, Sagui had open source code. Sagui had a free license, but Sagui didn't create a community to evolve its code. Well, I was not satisfied with only this history. I want to discover more about the production of free software in Brazil. Then I realized a survey, and I considered that in Brazil, free software has a history that starts in 1999 and ends in 2016. In 1999, the first studies of the use of free software in Brazilian government started. And in 2016, a Brazilian journalist published an article say that free software was that. And this journalist said, because in this year, 2016, Brazilian government changed radically its politics about canceling several projects that motivated the use and production of free software and in government. Well, after 1999, specifically in the first years of the first government was created a special committee, CISLI. CISLI stands for Committee for Implementing Free Software. And one of the objectives defined by Sisley was to make free software a standard corporate tool of the federal government. Fact is that support for free software in the Brazilian federal government depended a lot of decrees, which are easily revoked when the head of the executive branch is changed. And this really occurred in 2016, after the fall of President Dilma Rousseff and the arise of President Michel Temer. Michel Temer killed the free software in Brazilian government. In 1999, a bill project was presented to regulate the use of open source programs by the public administration. But unfortunately, this project was archived in 2019, thus burying the possibility of free, libre, and open source software becoming a standard in the government by force of law. If this new project had been approved, maybe President Michel Temer couldn't cancel the free software politics. Well, this committee for implementing of free software, CISLI, realized a survey in 2010 with 129 federal institutions for discovering the situation about the use of free software. The survey collect data about the use of email, internet servers, information systems, operating systems, and off suite. And I was showing a little piece of the table with the results, and the red color shows the little use of some categories of free software. This is the only survey realized by CISLI along all the lifetime of free software in Brazilian government. Then I decided to realize a new survey. And as methodology, I created three questions. And they submitted these questions through a public information system, a government information system, named Fala BR. Fala BR is something like Speak Brazil. Fala BR is an online system that allows to any citizen to ask information to government. Well, I made requests to 157 Brazilian federal institutions, more than CISLI. I requested following information. What are the free software used by the institution? And what are they used for? Does institution buy proprietary software, even if equivalent free software is available? And finally, has institution developed any software? And this third question is very important because it is very easy, but production, no. Now I will show the results. Unfortunately, I don't have a special specs in my presentation. It's very simple, but these roots show what the policies for free software have produced along more than 10 years, really 13 years of government of the work party or labor party in Brazil. Well, this first table shows the 10 biggest flaws users in Brazilian government. And using the flaws from me, because
Flavio,
yes,
you have roughly 5 minutes left.
5 minutes. Well, I will try to. this table show that the Serviço Federal de Processamento de Dados, or data processing, or Federal Data Processing Service, is the great user of free software in Brazil. And the other great users is the Federal Chamber, is the state bank, and universities and high schools, and one ministry, the Ministry of the Economy. The universities in Brazil uses a lot free software, and the two first universities are from the state of Minas Gerais. Well, but we have also a very large use of free software in technical high schools. The ministries of the government already uses a lot of the free software, and the first user in the among the ministries is the Ministry of Economy. The amount in these tables is related to the products, to the projects. I don't know how many instances of each software are installed, because there are no control about the number of licenses. It's a problem related to free software. The federal institutions are not too worried about to control the number of instances. Next, this table shows several state-owned enterprises that uses free software in Brazil from several areas: oil, information technology, banking, posting, and Navi.
Excuse me, Flavio, can you come to a conclusion,
yes,
please? Thank you.
Oh, well, I will run to the last slide with the conclusions. And the conclusion is that we have discovered the survey that 755 flaws are used by federal government institutions. In addition, 12 of these institutions used 42 flaws that are still available. And although it has not become a standard, free software is already present in Brazilian federal government institutions through the various instances started over through the year. Also the journalist have stated that free software was died. Really, free software is alive in Brazilian government. All of this data are available in an article. In the address is this. Ben, you can ask me this address and the address of another articles. Send me a message in my website fgsl.itai.br. You can find my contact channels. And excuse me, Ons, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Flavio. Is there a way people can contact you for questions also?
Yes.
Thank you very much for your presentation, Flavio.
Oh, welcome. It was a pleasure.